90.5 and 88.9.
KXCV time is now 6 o'clock, and we head over to Carson Sports Grill here in downtown Maryville for this evening's Bearcat Coaches Show.
Good evening, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Shows. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffey, alongside with Matt Gorder, and we've got another good show coming your way this evening, as we'll be talking basketball and baseball tonight. We'll be talking with men's basketball coach Ben McCollum, along with the women's head coach Michael Smith, and then Bearcat baseball coach Darren Lowe, and a catcher off of his team, Blake Hardegree, will be joining us. And we've got a special guest as well. Carson Riedel will be joining us from Carson Sports Grill later and talk a little sports with Carson. So pretty good, big show coming up.
All I want to do is make sure when you talk to Carson that we find out how big this TV is over my shoulder. That's all I want to know. How big is this TV? Because it's got a lot of great sports on, and I need one that size in my house.
That would be nice. Yeah. And for the folks here at Carson's, we've got some cameras in the area here as we're broadcasting with a TV class here on Northwest Missouri State campus. And so that's what the cameras are here for tonight, and you'll be able to capture this, I believe, on a website here a little bit later as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exciting. That's awesome, especially since we can start getting into some spring sports. We got teased a little bit with the spring weather yesterday. Thought maybe if we'd be talking baseball, that would bring it in for good, but sounds like they'll deal with a little bit of cold like they're used to in this time of year.
Boy, what a nice night last night for basketball out at Bearcat Arena with two wins for the Bearcats.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and they were important games a little bit for different reasons for the two teams, but they were both important wins for the Northwest men and women. For the women's team, you know, they came into this week tied with Lindenwood and Lincoln, fighting for a spot in the MIAA postseason tournament, and wins this week would be a great jump in trying to make sure they reach Kansas or get an opportunity to play in the postseason tournament. They took step one last night with that win, and then of course we'll match up against Lincoln this weekend. And then for the Bearcat men's basketball team, it was an important game in the sense that they were playing the top team in the MIAA. At the time, Lindenwood was all alone atop the conference, and there's a lot of teams right now bunched up in the top half of the MIAA, so it's still anybody's regular season title to try to go out there and claim. And I think Northwest, the men's team, made a statement even with the injuries they're battling through right now.
And we'll talk about the Bearcat men's team as well as the women's team coming up a little bit later on during the program. A reminder that support for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the student body, screen printing and embroidery, now located near the Northwest campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 660-582-2699. And as always, our thanks to Carson, Renee, and all the wait staff here at Carson's for the work they do during this program each and every Thursday evening. And when we come back, we'll talk to Carson and talk a little sports with Carson Riedel. That's coming up on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as it continues from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And a special guest with us this evening is Carson Riedel from Carson Sports Grill. Carson, good to have you with us here tonight.
I'm here so I won't get fined.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Where'd you get that line anyway?
I heard it somewhere several times over and over again.
All right. Again, Carson, let's just talk a little bit about, I know Bearcat sports is something that's a passion of yours. I see you out at a lot of the games. And just kind of talk about the passion you have for Northwest Missouri State Athletics.
Well, I tell you what, coming from Colorado, you know, the only time I'd ever heard of the Bearcats was in 96 and 97 when I was at Northern Colorado. And we won the national championship those 2 years there. And that was the only time I'd ever heard of the Bearcats. Well, of course, after those 2 years, the Cats won two in a row. And we ended up here. It's a lot like the town Renee and I went to college. Instantly fell in love because the fans are so passionate about sports here. We were shocked that there was no place like Carson's in town. Once we got going and got familiar with some of the coaches and the student athletes and their families, we realized this is the only place you could do this. Wonderful people all the time, great customers, very open to communicate with. It's been nothing but a blessing to live here in Northwest Missouri.
Now both of you really have been active in the community. Renee was on the city council, now is mayor of the city of Maryville, and I see you guys take part in a lot of community activities. So talk about the importance that you feel of being involved in the communities on those type of endeavors.
Well, I feel like if anything in your life is going to go the way that you want it to generally go, you kind of have to have a little hand in it. With Renee taking the city council position, it's been a change for me, because when we first opened, my name being part of the business name, I was always sort of in the spotlight with regards to the business. Well, now I'm just that guy married to the mayor, and so it's been a little bit of a change, but it sure is fun having a pulse on what's happening in town and the great things that the community does for one another. It just makes it all the better. I mean, it's so easy to look around and see the faces of the people that are here as patrons here and the other wonderful businesses we have in town, and just know that we're growing and we're getting better. And much like we run our own business, I think the current city operations are a listen and take charge situation. You know, they listen to the public, hear what they have to say, and then try and make moves to better upon that.
And I know that you're involved as well as partner here, Matt, as far as some of the downtown things to try to make downtown a destination for the people, not only the community but from outside the community.
Yeah, I mean, we're really starting to outgrow this facility when it comes to homecoming, family weekend, any home football game, many of the home basketball games. We're really starting to kind of outgrow the facility with regards to that, but I can't imagine doing this anywhere else. The wonderful businesses that are around us, you know, you go to the city, where are you going to find a cobbler right around the corner? You know, you've got great businesses like New Beginnings and World Finance are helping people get better, both financially and wellness-wise. You know, it, as it grows, it's really fun to watch. You know, we had the cityscape a couple years ago. We constantly have this art available for people to see. It's really grown and been a wonderful experience for us.
Let's talk Bearcat basketball a little bit. I know I see you at the games, and a heck of a game last night for Northwest, a big crowd there for the win over Lindenwood. And just talk about some of your feelings about what you've seen with this Bearcat basketball team.
Boy, I tell you what, both teams are real fun to watch right now. Firstly, the girls, I think they finally bought into what Coach Smith is selling. They're playing their hearts out. Ariel's had two amazing games in a row, and hopefully that continues. On the guys' side, you know, how much fun is it to watch them just rain threes all the time and find ways to beat the best team in the conference like that, like last night? And, you know, the crowd was awesome. People were getting into it, and it was getting loud. And I think I think as they continue to get more mature as a team, I think both teams are going to be very, very good and difficult to compete with in the MIAA.
Now, when you talk about football, it's going to be a big week next week with the announcement of the recruiting class on Wednesday. And I know Bearcat football is also something that's near and dear to you, that you get out and watch a lot of Bearcat football.
Sure, yeah. I mean, we don't have a lot of chances to go out to games simply because we're so busy, but we do broadcast the games here. We stream them via the internet so that we have the opportunity to watch it. Like I said before, so many of the student athletes and their families are so good to us. And after those events, it's so much fun to, you know, hang out with them and talk to them about the game or you know, rib them about a drop pass or a holding call. You know, it's a lot of fun. But we, you know, I mean, those being the two bigger sports, you know, we also have wonderful families from volleyball and soccer and baseball and softball that spend every weekend here when they're up to see their kids play, and what a joy it is. It's always so much fun to visit with them. They're from all over the place. You have Minnesota, Illinois, you've got some kids from Colorado. It's always a great time to just, you know, sit back and hear their stories and get to go out and watch them do what they do. And this show has kind of given them a platform so that people around the community can get to know those student-athletes a little bit better, kind of know what they're about and what they're here working hard to do besides playing sports, which is to get that college degree. So the sports mean so much to me. Obviously, you can tell by, you know, all the sports on TV and jerseys and photographs of, you know, legendary sports moments and things like that.
Now, I've got one final question here for you that Matt wanted me to ask you about, and I may have talked to you this before we went on, but this big TV we have over to the left, mm-hmm. You know, he's wanting to know the size of that.
I believe the screen originally was about 110 inches. That's corner to corner. As we've changed projectors over the years, it kind of varies a little bit. But yeah, it does give us an opportunity to give a large viewing space. It's a long room, so giving an opportunity for several people to see the same screen at one time was our goal, and we're pretty proud of it. You know, I mean, when people ask us about, you know, about Carson's, it's always, you know, we have 22 TVs and a giant big screen flat screen or giant big screen projector system that allows people to enjoy the games.
I think we're after watching, though. You might, if it turns out missing, you know where to look, I think.
Yeah, well, I suppose I do.
All right, Carson, thanks a lot for being with us here.
Thank you.
Again, that's Carson Riedel of Carson Sports Grill here in downtown Maryville, where we broadcast the show every Thursday evening at 6 o'clock. We'll come back and we'll turn our attention to basketball as we'll talk with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up as the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show continues from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online, live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, and joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, just one game since we've talked to you last on the program last Thursday night. You had an off day on Saturday, and then big win last night with the victory over Lindenwood. And just first of all, talk about some of the keys to that win last night.
Well, a few keys I thought, you know, started early in the week and even into last Thursday. I thought we had an excellent practice going into the weekend, had 2 days off. You know, we as a team helped with the Special Olympics. You know, I think any time you serve an organization like that, I think that it really gives you a lot in return. Not only do you give to the Special Olympics, but I think it gives our team some of that cohesiveness when you do things together like that and give back. Monday and Tuesday, Monday we really competed hard, got after it, kind of went back to, you know, some of the practices we had early in the season, and then Tuesday was all preparation, prepared great, very focused, you know, just leading into the game, we were really ready to be able to compete against Lindenwood.
And I thought one of the keys to that game, as you went into that, you knew that they're a very good three-point shooting team. Northwest also a very good three-point shooting team. And Lindenwood hit their threes, but they didn't get an opportunity to take a lot of those because of the type of defense you played where they just didn't get the threes that they normally get in a game.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job of limiting their attempts. We didn't give them second chances. I think they only had three offensive rebounds the whole game. You know, I thought we took them out of flow or rhythm. You know, they still shot 50-plus percent from the field. So I think it was 51%, somewhere along those lines. So we didn't play great defense, but we competed defensively, more importantly. And then offensively, we were excellent. Zach was excellent. We executed exactly what we needed to do. We moved them around. We were unselfish, you know, and just played an all-around great game.
And Zach got back on track with the threes last night. Talking with you on the post game, you mentioned how you just wanted him to take more threes, even though if they weren't even falling, just to continue to take shooting some of those shots from the outside.
Yeah, after the Southern game, I think he was 1 for 3. And I said, Zach, I'd rather have you be 1 for 12, you know, than 1 for 3, because 1 for 3 says that you're not shooting enough. You know, you shoot, what, 47, 48% from three. You know, I'd like you to take a few, if you could, please. And so didn't have to tell him twice. He took 12 the next game and was 7 for 12. So, you know, we'll take that. You know, you know what? Our guards did a great job of finding him. You know, we executed a few of our sets, and then our guards delivered excellent passes. Matt in particular found him with driving kick opportunities and inside-out stuff, and then he was able to knock it down.
Lyle Harrison got a start last night at one of the guard spots, filling in for Justin Pitts, who's still out with that high ankle sprain. And I thought Lyle came out and gave you some good minutes, 15 points, career high there. But not only what he's doing offensively, scoring, but just a lot of things out on the floor. I thought he had a good game for you.
Oh, he played great. You know, it was funny because we saw him in shoot around, because he's been here for 4 years. I love Lyle. Just a great personality if you haven't got to know him. You know, but he came to shoot around, and usually he's pretty happy-go-lucky. He was pretty locked in. He was pretty focused for that shoot around. He was ready to go, and then, you know, and then he came out and talked to him before the game, and I said, you're all right, Lyle. I said, just relax, you know, because he got a start. It's always nerve-wracking when you hear your name announced. And he says, oh, I got you, coach. I got you, coach. Yeah, all right, let's go, Lyle. And, you know, he played great, and so, you know, it's the old deal. I either look like I can't coach for never playing him, or I look like I can really coach for winning with him, and I think it's more that I probably should have played him a lot sooner.
But I thought one of the keys, though, he didn't try to do too much. He did a lot of things just as part of the offense and the defense out there.
Oh, he did great. You know, and with Lyle and even some of the kids that have to sit before they get their time, what happens is you kind of break your ego. Your ego's gone. You have none anymore. You've lost all pride because you're not playing. And a lot of basketball players, you know, that's who they are. That's their self-image, is how they do on the basketball floor. So all of a sudden you're not playing. You drop that ego, and now all of a sudden all I want to do is win the game. And he just played like he wanted to win. He took what the defense gave him. He got other people involved. He defended excellent. He guarded their best player for quite a while. He boxed out. He got defensive rebounds. He just played a great basketball game, and a lot of it goes to he just wanted to win, and he did what it took to win the basketball game.
Another guy last night that probably if someone just picks up a box score and just takes a look at it in the paper this morning, and the numbers in box score didn't look that impressive with Connor Crooker and no points last night, but he did a heck of a job defensively and some other things to help the team win last night.
Yeah, especially, you know, the first half, and we got done with halftime. He was 0 for 2, and the shots were tough shots. You know, they weren't very good shots. He just couldn't find himself open, probably because Zach was so open throughout the evening. But, you know, we said at half, hey, you know, you're doing a great job defensively. You're going to have a big half this half. And sure enough, I think Matt hurt his back about halfway through and just really didn't have it defensively. And so we switched Connor to 22, Aronson, who was having a big game, and I think at that point he had 19 points with about 10 minutes to go, and somewhere around those lines, and Connor shut him down. I mean, he just shut him down, and he was 0 for 4. He had 3 points, and he played as good a game as anybody we had out there because he was so locked in defensively. If you would have seen, and you did, seen him as a freshman defensively, and toughness-wise and just mental-wise, I mean, he has come just a total 360 from 180 from where he was at. And he was awesome. He was great last night, and he'll score again. I'm not worried about that. I think Justin's ability to get him in the right spots really hurts his offensive rhythm, and that's part of what you're seeing where he's not scoring quite as much.
Now, earlier you talked about how you did a good job on the boards and limited Wood to one shot a lot of times down the floor, and one of the reasons was Grant Kozad. He did a heck of a job last night, not only offensively getting 22 points, but 9 rebounds. That was a huge as well in last night's game.
Oh, he got after it. I mean, he was awesome. He didn't get in foul trouble. I mean, that was the knock on wood so we don't do it again. Yeah, he didn't get in foul trouble, you know, and he's been great in games, but he plays like 5 minutes because he gets 2 fouls and he looks over at me like he didn't foul somebody. I said, "You do it every game, Grant." But he didn't this time, and he was awesome, and he deserved a game like that. The other thing I thought he did is he relaxed. You know, I thought he relaxed a little bit and just said, "Okay, I'm just going to do what it takes to win," and all our guys did this, and do what it takes to win, and whatever that may be, if it's setting screens and relocating for drives and things of that nature, then I'm going to do that. And all of a sudden, he found himself in position to score a little bit and obviously made the most of it.
Another guy that's been awful fun to watch his progress this season is Fred Doherty. It seems like each game you're seeing him relax a little bit more and do a lot of things you want him to do inside.
He is, and he's starting to finish again. You know, I think the speed of the game probably hurt that because during his redshirt year, I don't know that he missed a layup, contested or not contested. He just finished everything. That was his greatest strength. And he'd had a little trouble this season finishing, but, you know, it's starting to get a little bit better every time out there. He's a tough kid, super athletic, and again, the sky's the limit for him. He's going to be an excellent player, even throughout the rest of this season and the next.
Big win last night against a Lindenwood team that won 9 in a row coming in. They were at the top of the conference at the beginning of last night's action. And again, a lot of basketball still left to be played, but it's important to come up with big wins like that, especially at home.
Absolutely. And we didn't have our motor that makes us go and Justin. And our kids just kind of found a way, toughed it out. You know, with this team's, you know, it's a pretty fun team to coach because you go into Lindenwood and you're like, man, we can win this game, you know, and you kind of go into every game the same way you go into the number one team because you only got 7 players. You don't exactly have a high margin for error, so we're going to go into Lincoln pretty much like we're playing Lindenwood. You know, we've probably got the same chance to win. And you know, even though Lincoln's got one win, it's going to be just as difficult because when you have 7 players, especially on the road in the MIAA, it's not easy. And so that makes it fun. It makes it competitive. It really affects my stress level in a negative way. But we're working through that as well.
Well, you know, when you look at the season at this point, Northwest has been in first place for a few games as well. But you've gone into a couple of games now where you faced the first place team, Central Oklahoma, down at Edmund, and then last night against Leonard, which they knocked off two first-place teams in the standings of when they've come along in your schedule.
Yeah, and our kids step up. They step up for their big-game players. They concentrate in those big games, and that's a good sign. You know, I think a lot of teams fold in big games. You know, they can win all the games against, you know, the average or below average, and really struggle when it comes to those big games that you have to win, and our kids are able to do that regardless of who we have out there. I think you saw in the last two games, you know, the second half of Central and then obviously the whole game versus Southern, you know, we're just kind of trying to find a new identity without Justin. And I think we're starting to find that and develop that and develop some of that depth. So when he comes back, you know, we'll be that much that much better.
And what's the outlook right now for Justin Fitz as far as that ankle sprain?
You know, I don't know. Those high sprains, I'm telling you, I had one in college. I think it was my junior year. And I actually finished practice, ran a pyramid. It was just a really difficult running drill, but finished it. Made it, got it done, got done with practice, woke up the next morning, it was kind of swollen, not really, and you know, if it was a low sprint, I'd probably practice that same day. High sprint, it took me like 4 weeks. It's just you can run straight forward, he can sprint and run and do everything like that, but right when you plant, right when you cut, it just fires through there, and it's a really difficult injury to come back from.
Let's talk about the upcoming week. First of all, you head down to Jeff City Saturday afternoon to face Lincoln, a team that record-wise has struggled a little bit this year, but again, they're a team that's got a little bit of talent you got to watch for them.
Yeah, they have a new coach who's really doing an excellent job, and they've been in games. I mean, they had a 10-point lead against something like that. I don't know, it was 10. They were up in the second half against Central. They were up at half against Central, at Central. They went to Northeastern, beat them. They're a good basketball team, and every team in our league is, and they're very well coached. And so, you know, again, when you have seven guys, you don't exactly have a margin for error. It's not like you just, you know, last year we'd go into the Lincoln game, and yeah, you know, you respect every single opponent, and you got to make sure that you compete, but you kind of have a sense that you're probably going to win the game, you know. We don't have that with this year's team. It's not. You don't have that sense ever. You know, the bigger the game, the more I feel like we're going to win. You know, just because our guys will know they're ready to go, and so it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a tough game, and our kids need to be ready to compete for it.
Lincoln tonight playing Missouri Western, the team that you'll face after Lincoln next Wednesday down in St. Joseph. What about Missouri Western this year?
I haven't seen much of them. I know they're big, physical, pretty tough. They let go of their leading scorer at semester. I'm not sure the reasons, but let go of him. And they've really grown from that. They play together a little bit better. You know, I don't know a whole lot about them. I just learned about Lincoln today, so I'm pretty one track. I mean, I don't even know what day it is. So that's just how the basketball season goes. It's like you fall off the face of the earth for about 4 or 5 months, and then all of a sudden you reappear, and it's like, hey, Ben, where have you been? I didn't know if you're still alive. And so, yeah, that's just how it goes.
Well, I get a chance to see you on TV now, too, apparently. So.
Yeah, you know, I look a lot better on the radio. I'm actually considerably better looking when no one can see me. The good thing, you still translate over to TV.
Actually, I've been told I've got a good face for radio.
So okay.
I stayed on the TV.
And we're on the same page here. Well, yeah. Smith will come up here and take over. He's got a good face for the TV.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
All right, thank you.
Okay, that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to women's basketball as the head coach of the women's team, Michael Smith, will join Matt and talk Bearcat women's basketball. That's coming up right after this timeout as the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show continues from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's broadcast comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show as we continue talking basketball. Joining us now is Michael Smith, the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. Coach, I know through a season, especially in the regular season, you never want to put too much on any one win, but how important was last night's win for your team?
Well, I think it's a lot of us, the way we come back and won, you know, the way we played together. You know, in the first half, we struggled a little bit to get going. I think we had some kids that were... they knew it was at stake. I mean, they see social media, they read the newspaper, you know, as far as, you know, both teams trying to get out of the bottom a little bit, and with the tiebreakers and all those scenarios you worry about. And more importantly, they know they take a lot of our kids take a lot of pride knowing that we're our fans in Bearcat Arena. I mean, so they don't want to disappoint either. And so, you know, we came out and you know, a couple of our starters got in foul, picked up a couple quick fouls. I think Shelby picked up two in the first 3 minutes, and you know, Timber got in foul trouble. And you know, just the thing is how fun it was to watch Ariel, you know, kind of take over and kind of keep us in things in the first half. And and then obviously the way we responded in the second half to be able to come back and win, and, you know, win as a team, I thought, more than anything.
Especially, yeah, when you talk about how Ariel had 27 in that first half, you knew Lindenwood was going to do something to try to take her out of it. And I know John and I had kind of talked at halftime. We had hoped that we would see several players step up and just do a little bit more each, and you really got that. It wasn't just one or two players. You had three, four, five players that stepped up their level of play in the second half last night.
And we're starting to see that every day in practice. You know, it's carrying over from our games as far as, you know, Tanya Myers growing a little bit every game, it seems like. I'm still on her. It's hard to imagine in the back of my mind that she's just a freshman, because I'm getting onto her like she's a senior, you know, right now. But I know it's only going to help her. You know, Timber's obviously starting to show more and more confidence, it seems like, every game as far as stepping up and giving us ways. I mean, she hit, you know, three threes last night. And, you know, in other games, she's posted her man up or she's beating them off the dribble. I mean, she's gotten to where, you know, if you've got a quality, and I think Ben would attest to this, but, and you look at Zach Schneider, I mean, you've got a quality stretch four at this level. You're able to do a lot of things. And Timber's starting to fit into that role really well. You know, you're kind of going back to Ariel. I've got to throw this in because, of course, I get a call today from Gene Steinmeier. You know, actually, I didn't answer it because I knew it had taken an hour, you know. But he calls, and so I let it go to voicemail. Sorry, Gene, if you're listening, but I did let it go to voicemail. I saw you call. I didn't answer. He's like, you should have called some plays for her. She could have got the scoring record or something for a single game. You know, I had no idea. I don't even know if he knew what he was talking about, to be honest. But I don't know what that was. But it was fun to see Ariel have the game that she did. And I know her teammates were proud of her. And her and I were joking today in practice. I know we've kind of gotten off record a little bit here, but I got to go with this. Is whenever she lost the contact.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
And I asked her, I said, do you have an extra pair up in the gym after the game? She said no.
Oh no.
I said, well, did you had a pair at home? She said, yeah, I'd have ran home, coach, as fast as I could to get them. Lives about four blocks from campus. And I said, you know, we probably ought to keep another hand or another pair on hand, you know, in the locker room and on the road whenever we go, because she used to wear some goggles and she can't find the goggles anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and but anyway, I had to kind of go with that, with the whole Gene Steinmeier phone call thing.
We know the feeling.
But again, it's just really proud of our kids and how they responded. You know, since we've started divisional play right now, you know, we've all except the Missouri Southern game, which we led for most of the game and lost by 1 point. You know, we've beaten every team in our division so far. And I know it's early, but I think more than anything, from a confidence standpoint, it's really, really helped our players understand that they can play with these teams in the league. And more importantly, that we have something to play for. You know, we have a great opportunity in front of us, and I think they're starting to hold each other a little more accountable as well.
We've kind of talked about this being the post-break time and how you guys have played some improved basketball since Christmas, since coming back starting the second semester. Where do you see some of the biggest improvements from this team? Where have been the movements to make this a better basketball team?
Well, I don't see us. We don't seem to try to force a lot. Now, beginning of the game last night, I felt like we did at times. We forced some things offensively. But I think offensively, we're not forcing. We're letting the game come to us a little bit more. You know, we shot 57% in the second half last night. I think 45 or 46 for the game. And, you know, Matt, as we've talked about, it seems like the last three or four games, we've shot higher percentage probably than my team has since I've been at Northwest. You know, and it's... And we've got room for improvement, don't get me wrong, as far as our ability. But I think that us just valuing the basketball a lot more. We had only 10 turnovers last night as a team. That was a season low. But I think, we stress urgency every day in practice, and our kids are starting to grow. And that's the main thing right now. And we're a young team, and we've only got two seniors. So we're starting to show growth. I really hope it will continue, and I think it will with this group. They're a positive group of girls in the locker room, and that's where it all starts. I don't care what anybody says. Just, you know, I'm around them two and a half hours every day, but they're in there in between classes, hanging out, talking before practice, after practice, and I've asked, you know, there's a couple people that you can ask, and, hey, you know, they'll tell you the truth. And like Ariel, hey, how are things? She said, Coach, they're great. And I said, well, even what about the ones that aren't playing that much? Coach, they're great. They know what's best for the team. They're bought in and things like that. So that makes me feel good as a coach.
I would think her opinion would be even more valued because she saw the locker room last year, obviously. And I know that's one thing you had talked about. That was kind of one of the tough things to battle through. And I guess I didn't realize until last year, moving into this year, just how important that cohesiveness was with the team.
It's tremendous. And it all started this summer when our kids are here for summer school, just kind of getting to know each other before I got a chance to get my hands on them, you know.
Yeah.
They kind of stuck together and learned each other's ins and outs, I guess you could say, and things like that. And then whenever there's been times whenever, as a coach, and you get onto them a little bit, they know how to pick each other up because they kind of know how each of them, you know, are and things from, you know, past experience or whatever it may be to, you know, kind of keep them going. So I challenged them, for example, last night in the halftime, and the last thing out of my that I heard came out of it, actually came out Shelby Mustang's mouth, was let's be positive, because they knew I was pushing them pretty good, you know, when she said, girls, we got to stay positive, and then you know, for the most part, we did, and we were able to pull out a win.
I know you've said this year your team is not going to hit a ton of threes in any single game, but last night you hit seven of them, three from Ariel, three from Timber. But how important is it to at least get a few, get some of those threes to make sure the rest of the game is open?
Well, if we can get one or two in, you know, that's going to attract the defense a lot more. Otherwise, you know, they're going to help off, and that's going to clog up our driving lines, you know, through the lanes and those type of things. So we made a little adjustment, I guess, two or three days before practice going into last night's games. We wanted to try and put Timber and Ariel on the same side. We hadn't been doing that because we knew that they could feed off each other and they were going to have to be guarded honestly. And it didn't work as well for Timber in the first half because she got in foul trouble. But in the second half, you know, at times when we had them on the same side kind of feeding off each other as far as driving kicks, it's hard to guard those two one-on-one. And that's exactly what we went back to tonight in practice. It was just, you know, just trying to tweak a few things, trying to add a wrinkle here or there in our offense, and, you know, find a way to get other people involved. I think there's still room for improvement. We've got to get Shelby going in the paint. I thought Maggie gave us some big minutes in the first half last night when Shelby got in foul trouble. And that was good to see our bench really get involved.
This Lincoln team that you'll face on Saturday, kind of following their results and seeing what they've done, it almost seems like it's going to be kind of hard to put a finger on what to expect out of them. What are you guys seeing?
They're a much improved team. You know, their record necessarily doesn't show it, but they are. they brought in some kids, and they've been in the program now two, some of them 3 years, and that hasn't happened a whole lot for Lincoln teams in the past, you know, and consistency really adds a lot to a program. So they're going to be better. Obviously, when you go on the road, you're going to face a tough opponent when you go on the road in the MIAA. So they've got a couple of decent shooters. They've always ran that dribble drive offense. You know, for the most part, it's somewhat hard to guard as far as you've got to be, you know, against some good athletes. You've got to be able to move your feet. Our rotations are important. And honestly, in the second half, that was probably one area that I was a little disappointed in last night, was I thought defensively we didn't rotate as much in the help side and on drives. And we reached out and fouled them and put them in the line, I think, 32 times instead of just letting them go by and having a teammate over. I'm waiting for us to take a charge. And then hopefully that'll lead to two charges and maybe to three charges. You know, it's been hard to come by, especially with girls. You know, somebody sticking their body out in front of somebody coming 70 miles an hour down the lane at you. You know, it's guys, it's one thing, but girls, it's just trying to do that. And we're trying to instill that toughness, and I think we've come a long way with it.
Well, Coach, thanks for stopping by. Good win last night. We'll catch up with you on Saturday.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. Again, they'll be in action just like the men against Lincoln University on Saturday afternoon. Well, it's cooled down a bit today, I know, but we're going to talk some spring sports when we come back here on the Bearcat Coaches Show, as we'll talk with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State baseball team, Darren Lowe. We'll do it right after this timeout here at Carson's in downtown Maryville on KXCV KRNW.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at 1st and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at bittersweetfloral.com or at 582-5700.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And time now to turn our attention to baseball. And with us now is the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat baseball team, Darren Lowe. And Darren, normally this time of year when we're talking to you, you're talking about how tough it is weather-wise, haven't been able to get outside and practice, but boy, the last few days have been unbelievable for trying to get your season underway.
Yeah, no question. This has been an incredible winter that we're having. Being able to get outside anytime before our first ball game is a bonus, and we've been on our baseball field for about 10 days now, and actually we've had an inter-squad scrimmage for six of those days. We just wrapped up our third one today. It was a little bit chillier today, but you know, it's just a great opportunity to get outside and try to get a little bit of that rust off in preparation of our first couple ball games.
And with that, do you feel like you're ahead of where you were last year at this particular time, Ben?
Oh, no question. You know, it's just being able to get outside and see the ball in space, and you can do all those things in a batting cage and you know, hit off a tee and face live pitching in a batting cage. But it's really, I think, just overcoming the failure once you get outside. When in a batting cage, you might think you hit that ball pretty well, and all of our hitters think they're home runs in batting cages, of course. And And then when they get outside, they, you know, it's a fly ball or a ground ball or something like that. So it's just the opportunity to deal with that failure in a scrimmage situation or in a batting practice situation is something that generally when we go south these first couple of weeks, you know, our guys come back and their batting average isn't where they want it, and they think they should be doing better, and for the first 2 weeks of the season they have to deal with that. You know, hopefully we're dealing with that in these past 2 weeks now in inter-squad scrimmages, and we're able to get outside and hit the ground running.
I would think too, from a mental standpoint as well, just being able to get outside of the basement of Lampkin, to get outside and just do things in the fresh air, it has to be a big help right now too.
Oh, no question. You know, it can be a long winter in the basement downstairs in Lampkin, and the metal bats ringing and just the grind of winter practice. I think we went in the gym about 3 weeks ago for just for a practice or two, but once it warmed up, boy, we're outside, and like I said, we dressed a little bit warmer today, but you know, once you get outside, you don't want to go back in, and we took advantage of another nice day today.
I know we talked last week with Athletic Director Mel Churchma about the plans for an indoor facility, and they're working to try to make that become a reality, and I would imagine you would be a guy that's probably looking forward to that as much as any of the coaches at Northwest.
Yeah, we kind of joked. We said if the weather stays like this, we really don't need an indoor facility, but until tomorrow, of course. But I really think that an indoor facility, of course, track, having that track indoors would be truly beneficial for them as well. But I think baseball and softball would benefit the most from an indoor facility. I really believe that. Just because you're able to do some things in space, even though you're indoors, but the netting system that we really worked up in that facility would allow us to do pretty much everything we're doing right now, basically eliminating the outfielders. So it'd be a huge benefit for our preparation. Obviously, it'd be a huge recruiting tool for us as well. And when you think about, you know, making your team better, those are the two big keys, is recruiting and preparation. And that facility would allow us to do that, you know, every year and every winter and going into spring.
Let's talk about this year's squad and why do you see some of the strong points that you've got with this team right now?
Well, I think you look at this year's squad, it's a strange mix because we have a lot of good returning players coming back on that team, but we also have a great group of new players. I think we've bettered our pitching staff tremendously, and I think that was our biggest goal going into this recruiting class, is we had to get better on the mound. We scored runs pretty well last year. We led the conference defensively last year, but our pitching just wasn't where we needed to be. So we really increased our pitching staff, and I think our top 10 guys have thrown the ball really well. They've all gotten two outings now, one last week and one this week, and our top 10 are really looking sharp. So that's exciting. You know, knowing that you have good pitching and going to be able to stay in most ball games is exciting. And then on the backside of that, obviously, we got to score some runs for them as well. And I think we have a team that's more of a doubles team. You know, I think it's more of a team that can go first to third on the bases. I think we can steal a few bases, but just an aggressive base running team with the ability to hit some doubles and get some timely hitting and hit the ball out of the park once in a while. So, of course, you know, continue playing that great defense. And, you know, I think you look at last year's team, and we really have instilled this last 5 years or so. We're one of the few the schools left that don't have artificial turf, and we led the conference defensively last year in fielding percentage, which is just a credit to our guys and a credit to Coach Kreese and how hard he pushes those guys to play defense.
And when you look at your schedule, you open up, not this weekend, but the next weekend, starting on Friday, February 6th, a trip down to Alva, Oklahoma. You've got Northeastern Oklahoma State. I think you've got Regis on the schedule as well, and then Cameron University in Lawton before you head back. So kind of talk about heading down to Oklahoma for some games. Also down there is Northeastern State out of MIAA and Tahlequah. So get a chance to go down south, hopefully get a little good weather and get some games in down there.
Yeah, you know, we usually obviously schedule down south because normally we'd have snow on the ground, but When we go to Northwest Oklahoma and play Regis, kind of a three-team deal, actually two of my former players are coaching those schools. Ryan Bay was an outfielder for me at Missouri Valley, and Chris Terry at Regis was a catcher for me at Missouri Valley. So be good to see those guys again. And Northwest Oklahoma is going to have a little bit different squad this year. They lost a lot of players last year, and Regis is just a good, solid school coming out of the RMAC. So, you know, it's an opportunity to get down there and play somebody else. We've seen each other enough probably now, and we just want to make sure the weather holds up down there. And of course, it's baseball season, so the weather's crashing a little bit. But, you know, a long-range forecast puts us about 55-degree weather down there next weekend, which is a great time to start. And then the following weekend, we'll go down to Cameron. We played pretty well down in Cameron last year with our second weekend of the year and battled them pretty well. And then, as you mentioned, that next weekend we'll open up with our conference play with Northeastern Oklahoma. And then following that, we are to host Central Oklahoma. So our first 15 games are Oklahoma schools. And, you know, and it goes back to our preparation is, you know, normally those schools would be outside and we'd be stuck inside. Which is, you know, why being able to get outside is so tremendous for us.
All right, well, Darren, thanks a lot for being with us.
All right, thanks, John.
That's Darren Lowe, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat baseball team. We'll continue to talk baseball as we'll be talking with the catcher off of Coach Lowe's team, and Blake Hardigree, as he'll come in and talk with Matt right after this timeout as the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show continues from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at BittersweetFloral.com or at 582-5700. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show here on KXCV KRNW. As John mentioned just before the break, we're continuing to talk baseball. Now talking with one of the catchers for Northwest Missouri State, Blake Hardigree. And Blake, start of the senior year, it's got to be kind of an exciting time right now as the start of the season just a few days away. What's it like going into your senior year, getting ready for this year?
Oh, it's super exciting. You know, we got a good group of guys around us, and I think we're going to turn some heads this year. And it's just, I just can't wait. I'm ready for it to start right now.
What was one of the things that attracted you here to Northwest?
You know, I was looking for some place to play, and my buddy Jay Miller came here, and he's a GA here. He kind of hooked me up with here, and I just wanted to keep playing, so I was like, yeah, I'll go for it.
Now, as a catcher, you know, people who follow baseball, they see that catchers a lot of times are leaders for the team. Do you feel like you're going to be taking on an important leadership role with this team this year?
Yeah, and then the other fact that I'm a senior, I think a lot of kids kind of look up to me, and they come up to me a lot and ask me questions. And I think, yeah, you have the eight fielders looking at you at all times. You have to keep a good body language, and show that everything is okay throughout the whole game.
Now, you tell me earlier, what did you call the equipment earlier?
The tools of ignorance.
The tools of ignorance. You said your mom kind of coined that phrase for
all
you.
All the time.
You know, I hadn't heard that before, but being a former catcher, I can completely agree.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like you battle through a lot of pain, but to me, it doesn't seem like there's a more fun position on the field.
Oh, I love it. Oh, it's my favorite. I love everything about it. Blocking, throwing people out is my favorite. That's the best.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things we talked about with Coach a minute ago is just getting chances to practice outside versus practicing inside. What, as a player, do you see as, I mean, why do you need to get outside? What makes it tough when you have to practice inside so much with a little bit cooler weather?
Oh, it's a huge difference. I think playing outside will help so much better because it gets all the kinks out. We're playing with real balls instead of, we have to use indoor balls, and they're not as good. And everything just goes so much smoother outside. It'll be so much better for the start of the season.
The outdoor practice is a big concern in Amarillo, Texas, where you come from?
Not usually. They actually, last week they had about 11 inches of snow, so that was kind of
really
different. Yeah, it's really weird.
They're probably blaming you because you came up north.
That's right. I'll keep the warm weather here.
Early part of the season, what do you kind of set as goals? What do you want to be able to do in the first few games? Because obviously, you know, conference play is where it really gets important. What do you want to accomplish as an individual and as a team in the early part of the season?
As a team, I think it'll help us see where we're at, and I think it'll hopefully be a big confidence booster going into season. As an individual, I think it'd be great to start off like it's the same thing, get a little confidence behind you, have it with a stick and behind the plate, knowing my pitchers, so when that conference play comes, everything will go just smoother.
You talked about how last year you got some summer experience playing with Omaha. What is that extra baseball do in terms, because I mean, you guys play a lot of games and things as part of the collegiate season, but what does the extra baseball through the summer do to help you out?
The summer, it's more laid back. It's really fun to be around. It makes you enjoy the game a lot more, because up here it's kind of a grind a little bit, but in the summer I feel like it's more of like fine-tuning things, like fine-tuning blocking, fine-tuning hitting, kind of like I think it's a huge help for just fine-tuning.
It sounds like you're going to get a good opportunity coming up after this season as well, working with a guy that's got a lot of Northwest Missouri State ties as well, down there with the St. Joe Mustangs. What are you going to be doing with them?
Right now I'm going to be a bullpen coach for them, and hope, because I want to be a coach when I get done with college, so that'll help out a lot. Keep learning a lot, so it'll be good.
Well, hopefully, I know the weather's going to turn a little bit this weekend, but maybe we'll get more yesterday coming up here over the next few weeks.
Yes, I hope so. It was gorgeous yesterday. Couldn't have asked for a better day.
Well, Blake, good luck this season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That is Blake Hardigree, a catcher for the Northwest Missouri State baseball team. Again, they get their season started down in Oklahoma, as Coach was talking about just a short time ago. We'll take a timeout and be back with more here from Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Welcome back to the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we wrap up the program this evening from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Matt, busy week coming up. We've got basketball Saturday afternoon down in Jeff City with Lincoln. 1:30 and 3:30 is tip-off times. Our pregame at 1:10 for that matchup there in basketball. Then look on Wednesday, a very busy day. We'll start things off with a noon broadcast from over at the Northwest Athletic Offices with the head coach of the football team, Adam Doyle. It's signing day, always a day everyone looks forward to this time of year for football.
Absolutely. I mean, it's an opportunity to learn a little bit more about the future of the Bearcat football team. Obviously, won't be guys that we'll see right away, but it is the future, and that's just as important as the present. And so sounds like this is going to be a class that there's going to be a lot to talk about, and that's what's going to be neat about it on Wednesdays. We'll be able to hear all the information about all those players right away as soon as we possibly can, and I can't wait till next Wednesday.
And that'll be a special broadcast at noon on Wednesday from the Northwest Athletic Office with the Echo to the Northwest football team, Adam Doyle, and you can join us right here on KXCV KRNW. Thanks to everyone involved with their broadcast tonight from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. For Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and we'll be back here again next Thursday night at 6 o'clock.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, a look inside the Vatican Bank, along a source of scandal for the Catholic Church, where the wealthy and powerful could hold their money in secret.
Deposited into the Vatican Bank, and it no longer could be taxed, it no longer could be followed by Italian authorities, it couldn't be followed for a drug investigation.
I'm Renee Montaigne. Find out the history of God's bankers tomorrow on Morning Edition.
Join us from 4 until 9 on 90.5 and 88.9.
Oceanic waves.